Okay, we are now joined by the winner of tonight's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, John Hunter Nemechek, driver of the number 20 in the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. This is Toyota's 200th NASCAR Xfinity's win, and of Toyota's 200 wins, Joe Gibbs Racing is responsible for 193 of those victories. So if you have any questions, please raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless mic to you. We're going to start from the back.
Hi, Todd Engel with the Kansas City Star. The broadcast shared a photo of you celebrating with your dad. I think you're age 6 or 7. I was just wondering if you remember that, anything about that weekend at all, and how nice is it to be able to, you know, celebrate in the same place where you saw your dad have success?
This place has been a lot to my family. It's 2004. Dad was driving the Army car on Sunday. I think the Sellier 1 car on Saturday. I remember being a kid at the playground in the bus lot, playing on the playground. I remember going down the slide, and after he had won, we got shuttled to Victory Lane. Couldn't come in because there was alcohol being thrown, I remember, until after the fact. But it was awesome to be able to come to Victory Lane here with him in 2004, and then getting my first NASCAR Xfinity Series win here in 2018 as well. So this place has meant a lot to not only myself, but our whole entire family.
All right, and we'll move on to Lee.
It's SpencerCatchFence.com. You know, when it comes to life stressors, you've got a plate full. You know, you moved this year. You had a baby. Well, your wife did, but you know, you have a new job coming up, right? You're running for a championship and then have all the stressors that come involved with that. How are you keeping it together?
To be honest with you, it's easier said than done. But for me, it's all about focusing on what I can focus on and controlling what I can control. My future, I didn't know what it held. I didn't know how the second baby was going to turn out, if we would be getting sleepless nights or actually getting some sleep, and then moving and everything else this year. It's definitely been a big year for myself and my family. But all in all, when it comes down to it, I have a great wife at home that helps take care of Aspen and Penelope to let me live out my dream. And I have some great people around me at Joe Gibbs Racing that push me to be better every single day, that I have thoroughly enjoyed working with so far this year and over the last couple years. And it's one big family. It's one big team. We do everything that we can to help each other out. And there's times where I may be stressed or one of the team guys may be stressed or whatever it may be. But when we get here to race weekend, it's full focus ahead on the task at hand. With the news coming out this week, I don't feel like it was a huge stressor for me. With myself and this team, we set a lot of goals coming into this year as a 20 team at Joe Gibbs Racing. And we still have to accomplish quite a few of those goals through the playoffs and trying to go get this championship. So a lot of work to be done. 2024, I can focus on 2024 when 2024 comes. But for right now, that's not even crossing my mind. It's full focus on this Xfinity Series championship, each and every race through the playoffs, and what it's going to take to go get this championship. Thanks.
We'll come up to the front to Brooklyn, and then we'll move on to Jeff.
What does the momentum of winning the Xfinity race do for you going into tomorrow's race?
Well, I'm not racing tomorrow, so I'm actually on a flight home to today. But to answer that question in a different way, the momentum that we've created today as a regular season finale cutoff, for us to be able to take this momentum and run with it into Bristol next week for the first round of the playoffs is definitely going to be something special and something that we can use to our advantage. It's all about building momentum in this sport. Thanks.
All right, we're going to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. 6 wins this year for you. Obviously, we've talked about what this move meant for you to go back through the gamut of Trucks, Xfinity, to Cup. You certainly expect to to have some level of success, but six wins in the regular season, despite coming up short in the regular season championship, how do you assess what this regular season was for you and this 20 team?
It's super special. We've had great success. We've definitely won our fair share of races. But I feel like we've also given up quite a few races that we probably should have won, and those will stick with you. But for us to have a great regular season, I've had great regular seasons in the past, and I've struggled a little bit in the playoffs for whatever reason that may be. But this year it's different mentality, different mindset, different team, different group. A lot of factors are playing into that. And we knew coming into the year that we would be a force to reckon with a team that was assembled around me at Joe Gibbs Racing, with myself. I believe in them, and I feel like they believe in me. And we work very, very hard. There's a lot of time spent at the shop with myself and Ben and the engineers and all of the guys on the 20 team. And we pick each other's brain. We rely on each other. But we each have our single job to do. And I think that the teamwork, the communication, the atmosphere that we've created around the 20 team has definitely led to success this year. But at Joe Gibbs Racing, we're all one team. We all strive for success. And however that happens with having two teammates at the racetrack every weekend in the Xfinity Series, we rely a lot on each other. So the team dynamic is huge.
All right. And we will come to the front to Bob first, and then we'll move to the left side of the room.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. What's bigger, you're 43 points up on ninth for the cutoff for this first round, but you're also 34 points up on fifth right now in points. Just how, like, I know anything can happen, but what do those cushions mean?
I think each and every one of those points means something, right? From the standpoint of having a big cushion, I guess I should say, when you go into the first round, you still want to go win races, and you have strategy going into the first round. But we've done some metrics on our end as far as if we don't win a race in the first round, kind of where we need to finish based off the playoff points that we have to advance, then the second round of an average finish through the round. So it's kind of crazy to look at those statistics, but I'm more of a numbers guy and statistics guy. So when it comes down to it, knowing kind of what you need to accomplish every single weekend, I guess you can say that those points will give you a cushion if you have a bad week. But if you have a bad week in the playoffs, normally that's not very good. So no bad weeks.
All right, and we'll move over to Harry.
Hi, Harry Loomis, Loomis NASCAR Talk. Congrats on the win, John. You know, you've been doing really well on mile and a half tracks this year. I think you've had top tens every single race. You know, looking at the playoffs, you've got Texas, you've got Vegas, you've got Homestead. How important is it, or what can you learn from today to try to add some more bonus points going into trying to get to Phoenix?
Man, I just love Kansas. Most of the mile and a halves that we've been to have been really successful. Joe Gibbs Racing as an organization has been strong at mile and a half racetracks. We've been strong at short tracks. We've been strong at pretty much every place this year, which has been an amazing attribute to this team. So for myself, the mile and a half program is definitely something special. So being able to race here at Kansas, and then we have Vegas, Homestead, Texas, are those all the mile and a halves, I think, that we go to for the rest of the year, it just puts a smile on my face. You can never say that you're going to go win every mile and a half race, right? But we know that we have the cars to do so, but the hard work doesn't stop. We have to continue to improve every single day and every single week.
Cole
Kusuman with the Arizona Republic. Congratulations, John Hunter. You mentioned you're a big numbers and statistics guy, six wins, most laps led. What statement does this send to the competition going into the playoffs, in your opinion?
I guess we're a force to be reckoned with. I mean, it means a lot to me to be, I guess, the top seed going into the playoffs. But then again, the top seed doesn't mean very much if you don't advance. So it's all about advancing.
Do we have any additional questions for John Hunter? All right. Get a mic to Lee, please.
I didn't remember. Did you get the 200th Xfinity win for
Toyota? Oh, yes, yes, for JGR.
So you
as
got
well.
The double-double, right? And yeah. I mean, I know TRD has been so supportive of your relationship. It has to mean a lot to get this milestone as well.
It does. Being able to get 200 wins for Toyota on the Xfinity side is something special. I think what makes it even more special is after my year in Cup in 2020, the opportunity that I had to go truck racing with Kyle Busch, it wouldn't have happened without KB or Toyota TRD in the internals there. And then to go Xfinity racing, it wouldn't have happened without Coach Coy and a lot of others that were involved in bringing me over to JGR as well. So as well as Toyota TRD. So they mean a lot to me. I'm glad to continue my relationship with them for the future. And hopefully we can win a lot more races together. Thanks.
Any additional questions? All right. Thank you so much, Sean Hunter.
Thank you,
congratulations.
Guys.